Welcome back, everyone, to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on the RBN Network. I'm your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones. And before we went to break, we were discussing some new information that has come out about Mr. Daniel P. Love. And this is what the report says in this article. Yes, friends, these kind of things actually do exist in the United States of America. The Bureau of Land Management agent Daniel P. Love, who was found guilty of misconduct in an inspector general's report recently and was almost single-handedly responsible for the potential death of everyone at the Bundy Ranch in 2014, including his own people, has now been tied to the infamous Illuminati, Burning Man Festival. The Guardian reported, quote, federal investigators recently announced ethical misconduct and violations by a BLM supervisory agent who is accused of using his influence to obtain tickets and special passes to the Burning Man Festival in Nevada Desert. The agent, who officials did not name, also allegedly used BLM resources for his family's benefit at Burning Man and intervened in hiring to benefit a friend. Though the investigators did not name the agent, the Salt Lake Tribune and Reno Gazette Journal identified him as Dan Love, who held the position outlined in the government's report during the period in inquiry. Love oversaw the BLM's handling of the 2014 Bundy standoff, and given his role as a key witness, Bunkerville defense attorneys have said the misconduct case could unravel the prosecution. He has a history of intimidation and bullying, said Chris Ramelson, attorney for the defendant, Pete Santilli, arguing that the agent heightened tensions at the standoff. Instead of de-escalation, he tried to escalate the situation. So what is the Burning Man Festival, you might ask? According to Before It's News, for those who are yet unfamiliar with the Burning Man Festival, it is nothing like you have ever seen and hopefully never will see. Founded on the summer solstice, a witchcraft holiday, in 1986 by a man named Larry Harvey, it has grown from its humble beginnings of a small gathering of friends on Baker Beach in San Francisco to a week-long festival ending Labor Day weekend that has been relocated to the Nevada Black Rock Desert, forming a temporary city, boasting two daily newspapers and an unbelievable 40-plus radio stations. Black Rock City's population this year was estimated at about 30,000 inhabitants from every state in the Union and quite a few foreign countries. Harvey claims that the Burning Man and Black Rock City phenomenon originated from a creative way to ceremonialize getting over a broken relationship combined with an unprecedented social experiment in the unrestricted self-expression of art and life. Later on, you will see some of that artwork. One thing that he emphatically denies is that it is pagan-based. I found this to be laughable, second-rate cover story. To me, the Burning Man origins obviously parallels the ancient pagan celebrations when the Druids burned humans in wicker cages as sacrifices to their gods at least eight times a year on their eight major holy days, one of those, of course, being the summer solstice, or Litha, a Celtic fire festival. Larry Harvey is responsible for all major aspects of the Burning Man project, from a new central theme that is given each year to overseeing the design and construction of the wooden man to the layout of the city and so on. If you want to see more, you can take BuzzFeed's Kevin Tang's report as one who attended the Burning Man. There are also plenty of videos that have been made and uploaded to YouTube on the subject. And the only reason that this individual wouldn't post them there, is because many of those exposing what is going on at the festival have completely distorted view of biblical prophecy, and thus they pull the entire text out of context. However, if you're able to discern the truth, then quite possibly you're ready to watch such videos on this matter. Part of the motions that were filed on behalf of the defendants in the Bundy Ranch case following the misconduct report, which is believed to be about Mr. Love, were based on the misconduct involving Burning Man. I have an even more question for you, America. Should we be allowing pagans to be involved in our government? The BLM and the FBI, who posed as journalists for the Associated Press, and disguise themselves as a film group at the Bundy Ranch are both questionable and unethical agencies of the central government. So, yes, they were also, the FBI has also been reported to have posed as journalists for the Associated Press and also disguised themselves as a film group at the Bundy Ranch in order to infiltrate. And that raises quite a few questions, because how are people supposed to trust journalists as being journalists if they're allowed to be going in as undercover journalists, per se?
It is one of the most common undercover-type disguises for intelligence agencies, especially the CIA, but the FBI as well, to pose as a journalist or often a missionary. That's why many of the missionary agencies have been corrupted. Look at the Jesuits. I mean, they're just nothing more than an intelligence agency and a resource resource conquistadors. Corrupted. That's for sure.
Yep. So I have some good news.
The journalistic profession.
I have some good news to pass on, Eric. House passes a resolution to shoot down the BLM land planning tyranny. It was reported on a bill. It says, last week I reported on a bill before the House of Representatives that would effectively censor the American people's speech regarding how the unconstitutional Bureau of Land Management makes land management decisions. I'm happy to report this week that the House passed a resolution that will roll back the BLM's Planning 2.0 rule, but there's a lot more work to be done. Representative Chris Stewart, a Republican out of Utah, spoke on the House floor regarding the resolution. He said, quote, at its heart, this rule is about one thing. It's about taking power away from local officials, including local BLM officials, and moving that power to Washington, D.C., unquote. The House passed a joint resolution on Tuesday, also known as H.J. Res 44, which disapproves and nullifies the BLM's Planning 2.0 rule. The BLM's final rule, known as Planning 2.0, is a snapshot of everything that was wrong with the previous administration, unquote. Unfortunately, this rule is so flawed that a couple of administrative fixes will not help right the ship. It has to be rescinded. The final rule ignored thousands of comments submitted from states and county commissioners and moved decision-making out of the hands of local officials into the hands of D.C. bureaucrats. These bureaucrats simply don't know the land and needs of the counties like local officials do, unquote. Having a seat at the table to inform and steer BLM planning is critical to the counties, said the president of the Utah Association of Counties and Beaver County Commissioner Mark Whitney. The BLM had it right for 30 years by recognizing in their regulations the unique needs of counties. Planning 2.0 diluted our voice and our needs by opening BLM planning to out-of-state interests who simply do not understand our needs. I commend the House for doing the right thing today by rescinding this rule, unquote. From Congressman Stewart's press release, on December the 12th of 2016, the Obama administration published another overreaching midnight regulation in the form of the BLM's new resource management rule, commonly referred to as the BLM's Planning 2.0 rule. The same day the final rule was published, six western states and a conservation district filed suit to block the new regulation, stating that Planning 2.0 will severely impair their ability to work with the BLM on future planning and management issues. H.J. Res 44, a joint resolution, utilizes the Congressional Review Act, or the CRA, to disapprove and nullify BLM's Planning 2.0 rule. The Congressional Review Act, a law enacted in 1996, requires a simple majority in both houses as well as a signature by the president, and uses expedited procedures that allow for nullification of an entire regulation through a joint resolution that cannot be filibustered. The CRA prevents the rule from continuing in effect and also prevents a substantially similar rule from being reissued. The parliamentarian has advised It will be submitted during the 114th Congress on or after June the 13th of 2016, are eligible for review under the Congressional Review Act. The Federal Land Policy and Management Act of 1976 established a process that requires the BLM to develop RMPs in cooperation with state, local, and tribal governments. RMPs are typically updated every 7 years and determine what actions can take place on BLM land. According to the Nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, 247.3 million acres of public land and administers about 700 million acres of federal subsurface mineral estate throughout the nation. And on that comment, before I continue reading on that statement, that is a little bit more than 10 miles square, wouldn't you say, Eric?
Yes, it is. And I had two real brief issues. Was there a statement from a congressman within that article you read toward the beginning?
Yes, there were a lot of them.
Okay.
Most of those were statements.
I just want to make sure we don't let the enemy take control of the language and steer. First of all, he legitimized the fact that the federal government has any authority to come in and take this land whatsoever by saying the jurisdiction and the ownership moved from the state to Washington. No, it didn't. It was stolen. It was violated. That was not a lawful move. Nobody consented to that. They just came in and took it. That's not a lawful. So he kind of paints the argument that was a lawful act that the government did. Now we need to rescind it. It was never lawful from the beginning. And when he said,
I agree with that. And at the bottom of the article, it addresses that.
Good. And the other thing was the needs. He says that the outside entities don't understand our local needs. Like they were just, they were well-intentioned, but they just didn't understand us here locally. Oh, they understood very well. The outside entities, right, the corporate prostitutes that come in and steal your local land, they know really well what your needs are. You need to be ripped off by your federal and state government.
Well, yeah, they're dealing 700 million acres of federal subsurface mineral estates throughout the nation, and they're going to sit there and act like, oh, we just want it to be not mined or anything. We want to save the turtles.
And then they pimp it out to the highest bidder, the rights to mine the land, which will most likely be an entity from China or, you know, for it. It's something that's not putting any money back into the local economy. And there it is, trickle-up economics.
Okay, so I'm going to continue reading on this statement. It says, Planning 2.0 changes the BLM's resource management planning process and introduces significant uncertainty by creating ambiguous standards and expanding agency discretion. The new rule will complicate effective resource planning while reducing opportunities for meaningful state and local government input. Planning 2.0 directs the BLM to perform large, quote, landscape scale, unquote, planning efforts that stretch across the country and state lines. The new regulation allows radical special interest groups from other states to have the same influence as county and local officials in the planning process. Planning 2.0 takes planning decisions away from local communities and centralizes those decisions with bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. According to the American Action Forum, 4,432 new regulations have been finalized at the cost of a total of $1 trillion and a result in $754,208,800 hours of paperwork compliance since 2005, 120,849,512 hours of paperwork came from regulations that were finalized in 2016 alone. With regards to midnight regulations, those issued between Election Day and Inauguration Day, a potential cost of $6 billion worth of regulations was issued by the Obama administration on 8 rules. There were several other midnight regulations that have yet to be analyzed or not included in that staggering cost estimate. The BLM must not be reined in. It must be abolished. As David Rosella points out, the BLM's allegiance is not to the Constitution, but rather is an agent of foreign principle, owes its allegiance to the London military banking cartel known as the Crown Corporation. Hopefully men like Representative Stewart will give men like Representative Jason Chaffetz a little backbone to stand for law instead of bending to public opinion. BLM needs to be abolished. How much money, if you were just to abolish these three, okay, pick any three of these unconstitutional alphabet agencies and abolish three of them, how quick?
Well, of course, I was thinking about the witch's court while you're describing it. You just described to the T, not just the BLM, but the Justice Department as well. To the T, mm-hmm. I was thinking about the Justice Department, federal prosecutors, and all this easy, freest, faculty law that they've been shoving down our throat. And I'm like, wow, she's describing the Justice Department, the Injustice Department. And no, you were reading about the BLM, but that definition applies all across the board.
Right. And
corporate powers and government
drag. They would just take and add up what is paid to one of these agencies. And then, of course, you know they've got subsections. They always do, where more money is funneled in a different aspect. We could get out of debt through that fiat system very quickly if they would abolish the unconstitutional agencies. We really could, because that's where our money is being fed into, technically. It's not really truly being fed into it that way, because the reality is it goes offshore to the bankers. The bankers, they pass bills, and then the Fed loans us back our own money with interest, and then we allegedly owe a debt that we don't know. We've already paid off of our labor. So, you know.
I got to keep harping back to the most treasonous group in this nation right now that has the most power, not the military, it's not even the police, it's the bar, it's the attorneys. And I just keep thinking, why do we have an attorney general? Why doesn't it say a lawyer general or a director of the Justice Department? Or how about, what do they call it, Secretary of Justice, like Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense or Secretary of this or that? Why do we have an attorney general? Note the use of the military term and the attachment to the bar, which is run by the Crown. That's why they have esquires. Mm-hmm. They're not a United States organization. This is treasonous now. So I got. And by the way, they are the ones who are holding Tom. Remember the guy who phones this show? So I get. We got to wake up. I mean, even me, I'm just looking at it going, wait a minute. Why do they call him the attorney general? That's insane. The attorneys are absolutely treasonous if they're bar members. I'm pretty sure Sessions carries a bar card. So
I don't know if he does or not.
I would hope not, but I don't think he'd ever get to where he is if he didn't. They don't allow anybody who's not an attorney to become attorney general. I would highly doubt that. If somebody tells me Sessions is not an attorney, my jaw will hit the floor and I'll eat my words and I'll retract my statements and everything else. I guarantee he's an attorney. He wouldn't be allowed to be a federal prosecutor and a judge at the federal level, which he's been, if he wasn't an attorney with an esquire next to his name. And esquire means British. Now, he could push the button that opens the door of Freetown tomorrow. So I'm going to right now just call for it. Put a phone blitz on the attorney general. Ugh, I hate to even say it. Put a phone blitz on the attorney general's office, Jeff Sessions. I don't have the number on hand. I'll try to get it for you Monday. Look it up yourself, folks. You can find it. And demand that Tom Lacovara be released. He's a political prisoner, it's obvious, and we'd like to get him back out here.
Right, and the other individuals as well. You know, you have,
of course.
Let's get some names. We got Tom Lacovara. He is in, is it Lane, Oregon?
Yep. It's Lane County, Oregon, Sheriff Byron
Lane County,
Trapp.
Oregon. Yep, and if you could give that one more time, Eric.
Oh, the number, it's not in my hand. Let me get the number we still have 45 minutes left. So when we come back after, or you can start talking, Lori, and I'll go dig it up real quick. It's within a couple of minutes of my fingers.
So Tom
right
Lacovara is in Lane County, Oregon. Byron Trapp is the sheriff there. If we're going to be doing a phone blitz, these are just a small list of the political prisoners that we have currently sitting in. It is by all means not an all inclusive list. There are many others that are not named. I don't have the full list in front of me. For that, I do apologize. In Oregon.
Well, don't worry. People also, you can all do your own research out there and help us out. Lori has a life to take care of, and so do I and everybody else. It's not easy to provide full-time activism, especially since people aren't really all that quick to donate. And I would encourage people to donate and support Tom and Lori and Eric and all the other activists that you enjoy listening to and by going to either resurrecttherepublic.com or courtroomwatch.org. And the more you donate, the more we can bring to you and the more activism we can have. The number for Sheriff Trapp in Byron, his name's Byron Trapp. He's the high sheriff of Lane County, Oregon. He's the guy that's holding Tom. We need to keep calling on Tom's behalf. The only reason he may be getting out into general population is because of your people's phone calls. They really help. Don't think they don't matter. They matter because you don't know it when you call once or, you know, a day. That there's might be 500 or 1,000 calls, they're going to feel the 500 or 1,000 phone calls. So call Sheriff Trapp at 541-682-4150. Once again, write this down and call on Tom's behalf. Tom is still in jail. We're not even sure he's out in general population yet. We hear maybe this, kind of that. I heard this a week ago, 10 days ago. And it's not our people's fault. We're being told lies, and they're trying to get us to stand down and chase our own tails. Keep calling. Keep calling on behalf of Tom, 541-682-4150. Don't forget to call the Vickers. These are the guys behind the curtain that really manage the courts at your local level. 503-234-5334. Those are the Vickers. There's several of them. They'll say, which one? Say any one of them will be fine. There's a vicar general and a judicial vicar, and then there's a special vicar that's a deacon that appointed to Tom's case, so they've heard the phone calls. We need more. 503-234-5334. Call the vicar. Be nice. Do it twice. But call them on Tom's behalf. And, hey, now that Jeff Sessions is the new King Arthur has rode into town and he's going to get us out of Admiralty Law and everything's going to be hunky-dory now. Let's see the doors to the jail fly open and let's see Tom walk out. I don't have the number for Jeff Sessions' office, but it's the Attorney General.
I'm getting ready to give as much information as I can on that. You can go
to... He needs the phone calls because he's the one who could drop the case, drop the charges. He could call his federal prosecutor in Oregon and say, we have no interest in prosecuting this case. The guy did nothing. He hurt no one. The state cannot be a victim. He's already paid for his original felony. Let him go now. And that's all it takes, one phone call. This is also going to be a very, very telling, not just, this year we have Tom's case here. His priority is to get him out. We're also going to find out, is this new administration for real, or is it Memorex?
Well, I want to give the list of names as well. I'm going to give the www.justice.gov is the United States Department of Justice contact information. You can use a contact form online, or you can write correspondence to the department, including the Attorney General, can be sent to the U.S. Department of Justice, 950 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, with an NW, not spelled out, Washington, D.C., 20530-0001. The department comment line is 202-353-1555. The Department of Justice's main switchboard is 202-514-2000. We need a lot of calls going in there, emails going in there, letters going in there over Tom Lacovara, we have individuals in Oregon, and like I said, this is not going to be a full list, but I'm going to give you names. Daryl Thorne, Dwayne Emmer, E-H-M-E-R, Jake Ryan, Jason Patrick, people in Nevada, Stephen Stewart, Scott Drexler, Eric Parker, Greg Burleser, Todd Engel, Ricky Loveline, Pete Santilli, Cliven Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ammon Bundy, Mel Bundy, and I know there's also still out there somewhere Skylar Barbo, and there are many other individuals that I have not named, but these individuals are political prisoners, and this needs to be stopped. And the way that we get this stopped is we contact them. We will know then if they are legitimate or not with what is going on. And when you're calling, make sure to request a full and internal investigation and indictments on individuals who are involved with the illegal activities of the BLM, as well as the individuals that are involved, whether it be the Oregon State Police, the individuals who are in the County of Burns, Oregon, Sheriff Ward, Judge Grassley, and the governor out there that was appointed that was also involved with this, the other individuals that were in the FBI that were involved with it. Anyone who had anything to do with this corruption that was going on to the deepest levels that can easily be linked to Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, Uranium One deals, stealing resources from the people of Oregon, the Hammonds, Dwight and Stephen Hammond as well. We need to make a list of these names. We need to reach out to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and we need to request that they be released. They are being held, and even under constitutional law, they are not allowed to be held without bail if it is not a capital offense. None of them have run away. None of them are a threat. The worst thing that Tom Lacovara did and the worst thing that Pete Santilli did was report the truth and made it where mainstream media couldn't lie about it, to the point that even Andrew Judge Napolitano spoke out against what the federal government had done. Other judges even came out and thanked the individuals for the 2014 and standing up for the people because they had exposed the tyranny of what had been going on through the BLM for the many years. And this specific judge, I can't remember her name or I would tell you, she even exposed that the BLM's not even supposed to be armed in the first place. Allegedly, they're land management. Land management doesn't need a military arsenal. I'm sorry to tell you, it doesn't take a military arsenal to pick up trash. If you're doing land management and caring for the turtles, then apparently you don't need MRAPs, and you don't need your helicopters, and you don't need automatic weapons. So on that note, we'll come back right after a couple of words from our network sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes-Jen, and we have been discussing the contact information and phone blitzes, but I also wanted to draw something to your attention. I want you to please listen with your heart. Understand how important this really is. This is not just merely about land. This is not even just merely about livelihoods of certain individuals that you may or may not know. This is also about your food supply. These individuals, as well as many of the other ranchers, supply your hamburger that goes to grocery stores. They supply your food. And if the federal government is allowed to get by with not allowing it to be used by theft of resources of the state, they will dry up your food supply. And you can check into this, Google it all you want to. A lot of our food supply is being imported into the United States of America now. Well, in order for us to really truly be a free and independent nation or union, we need to be able to have our own food supply. Because if we have that coming in on ships, what happens if those ships don't come in? People are going to starve. Now, something you also need to realize, they control that land and say you can't use it. Well, for years they've been attacking farmers just for raw milk. or other things like that. They've been taking MRAPs, and they'll go through garden gates and pour out supplies of cheese and milk. It is destroying your food, your resource to live. That's
how
important.
Sounds like the Soviet Union to me.
But that's how important this is. This is not just about ranchers. This is about all of us. And when the federal government writes with a pen and a phone that they have that land because they proclaim it, well, that's the delusional sense. That's no different than me writing on a sheet of paper, well, I claim that I own the entire state of Kentucky, so now it belongs to me. It would be ludicrous. People would look at me like I was a nut. But yet, they seem to think it is okay when somebody who is in presidential power claims that same thing. When a territory becomes a state, it is no longer a territory. It comes in under the equal footing doctrine. Thus, that land belongs to the state, an independent and sovereign state. Those resources belong to the people of that state, not just one person, but to the people. The individuals who have been grazing on those lands for hundreds of years have had rights to that property by actual mineral rights and grazing rights and water rights. But you can't have a water right if you can't get on the land. This is a complete control mechanism, not only to steal resources off the land like uranium or gold, but it is also to shut down your food source. It is to shut down the independent so they can completely control every aspect of your life. And if they're allowed to get by with it, how many deaths can happen because of it? These individuals didn't take a stand because it was the easy thing to do. They didn't take a stand because they had nothing better to do. Let me tell you, over in the Bundy situation, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, there was over 50 ranchers who had already been run out of there. Ivan Bundy was the last one that remained. And he stood not because of him being an arrogant person. He stood because he didn't stand, it was lost to all. Everyone. If you think for one second that you go along with this and the federal government claims that land and you go along and say, oh, yeah, the federal government can do that, what are you going to do when they do that, when your house is on the land that they want to claim next? Don't think it won't happen. It's completely unconstitutional. It's not only unconstitutional, it's also an unconstitutional agency that even at the seat of government, if that is at the seat of government, it's supposed to remain within that 10-mile square, according to 4 U.S. Code 72. So I implore you, not as a patriot, but as an individual. As an individual, please make those calls on those phone blitzes. Request. Be firm yet kind. Don't be arrogant, but be factual. These are corruption cases, and because of cases just like this, the BLM has burned down homes and people's animals, and put lives in danger. Would you be okay with that if that was your child or your animal or your home? Never have they even replaced them. They just laugh about it. And Daniel Love, on many different occasions, right at the center. And they've been caught on video laughing about stealing land from veterans, miners. This was going on rampantly during the Obama administration, and even before, it was not just Obama, everyone. It's been unlawful from the beginning, and it's time. If it's really time to make that difference and that change, it is time to do it now. If one way to test and see if this administration is truly for giving it back to the people, then let's truly give it back to the people. Not on a pick-and-choose situation, but truly give them what is rightfully theirs in the first place, something they really don't even have a right to give away because it never belonged to them. They hold no title to it. No title. They can't even produce a title for it. They didn't purchase it. They stole it. And these individuals right now that refuse to take plea bargains, they refuse to be intimidated and bullied. They refuse to turn and go the easiest route while they sat in solitary confinement almost a year. Tom sits in solitary confinement, or he was released into general population as to what we're being told. Finally, even the United Nations, which we speak out against all of the time, recognizes that solitary confinement after 15 days is considered cruel and unusual punishment. Yet it happens here in America all the time. Why are we so worried about everybody else all around the globe when we can't take care of our own and we're not standing up for what's right here? We must get back to the basics. Your property belongs to you. The public property in your state belongs to the people of that state, not to the federal government, not to the United Nations turned over because of a quote-unquote historical landmark. Please help us make these calls. Your voice, one voice makes a difference. You know, Congress has a rule that if they hear one person say something, that it's as if 10,000 have said it, because usually 10,000 people will remain silent. Please make those calls. On behalf of Tom Lacavera, who sits in Lane County, Oregon, on behalf of Daryl Thorne, Dwayne Emmer, Jake Ryan, Jason Patrick, they sit in Portland, Oregon. On behalf of Stephen Stewart, Scott Drexler, Eric Parker, Greg Berkler, Todd Engel, Ricky Loveline, Pete Santilli, Edmund Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Mel Bundy, Cliven Bundy, Skylar Barbo, all of the many, Dwight and Stephen Hammond, they are all political prisoners over a simple reason. The federal government wanted to steal the land and the resources, and those individuals said no. And Pete Santilli, as well as Tom Lacavera, said we're going to report the truth, which exposed the federal government's blatant lies, abuses, and tyranny. You may not have money to help, but you can raise your voice, yes.
Think about the length of that list you just read off. Not one of those people on that list is even being accused of any violent act whatsoever.
Right. Not
they're
one.
Not being accused of harming any individual. And they're sitting as literal political prisoners and nothing else. We are exactly like the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it breaks my heart because, you know, I'm going to give benefit of the doubt, like I've told you time and time again, Eric. You know that. I've told you on air. I've told you off air. I'm going to give benefit of the doubt to the new individuals that are in office. I don't expect them to be miracle makers. However, we're going to see if they mean what they say. There's judicial corruption. And if anyone should have learned that by now, President Trump has now learned it with what the appeals court did with his executive order, which was a lawful executive order, and they held a stay on it. So we have mass refugees coming from those areas where the high terrorism is. And even President Assad came out on Yahoo News and reported when they asked, could there be terrorists in those refugees? And he says, oh, definitely. He didn't hesitate. It wasn't maybe. It was, oh, definitely. So I say this, too. If President Trump's team is listening, I would suggest, and this is just a suggestion, those individual judges that are making those calls, check and see if they have their oath and bond on record. it is not filed, you can check the code. That means they vacated their seat, and thus they are impersonating a judge. That is one of the ways that you can get them out of this seat. So I want to repeat, the way to get a hold of Jeff Sessions, the now Attorney General, you can go to www.justice.gov and click on Contact the Department. Over there, they have a contact form that you can fill out. You also have a correspondence mailing address. It is U.S. Department of Justice, 950 Pennsylvania Avenue, NW Northwest, Washington, D.C., 0001. Now I'm going to repeat the phone numbers twice. The department comment line is 202-353-1555. Again, the department comment line is 202-353-1555. And the Department of Justice main switchboard number is 202-514-2000. The Department of Justice main switchboard, 202-514-2000. Let's request that these political prisoners be released, that these charges be dropped, and that charges be sought and indictments be sought against the individuals who have attacked our people. Eric, and you wanted to add something to that, and then we've got a couple of callers.
Go ahead and take the callers, Lori.
Okay. Let me go ahead and take Reb. How are you doing tonight, Reb?
Oh, we're still phoning this, Reb of Bubba Scout, Reb Soviet Colorado, where the joke is all over the streets, yet the governor's getting in on selling and making cookies. Who's he making these marijuana cookies for when it's for over 21 only? Somebody should be asking, who's eating those marijuana cookies? We told that today to Secretary of Defense. They gave us coordinates where they're going to be meeting us. That's what they said just a couple hours ago, Secretary of Defense office. And I told them, yeah, get there, get Bubba, we'll go to war. And on Monday, we were phoned by this gardener. I didn't know he was their senator. He just said it was a town hall meeting, and the gardener gets on, and I said, yeah, we want to talk to this Bubba Scout rep. They flipped out, but they held us on the line but wouldn't let us talk. As far as I had a prior thing meeting with Bubba, so we left the phone down. When I come back an hour later, they were off the line, but they were still holding this town hall meeting on the telephone. And this Senator Gardner, he phoned us so we can phone him. They gave a number, 303-291-05777, and that number goes to his Washington office, even though it's 303 Colorado. And when we phoned there and we left messages, and I left the radio broadcast from your show, too. I said, this is a national emergency. And if you go to hashtag Bubba Scout Reb, you'll click on the link to the email to the United States Defense Intelligence Agency, official business of the United States of America against the worst enemy that's causing all your problems in Oregon, by the way. This. U.S., it's not the top levels, it's the bottom level. See, there's no doubt about it. That county in Oregon is run by enemies of America, sponsored by the U.S., I mean, the United Nations. On the U.S. Civics League, National Civics League, that's the United Nations. That's what they are in Colorado. So, like I said, I call this gardener's office, but we have banks of numbers. We got USDIA monitoring this, so we go around that, even though he wouldn't answer on that number he gave. It just says Corey Gardner's office, and we left messages and even radio broadcasts. And I got to talk to his staffers, and they were flipping out. And I told them, this is a national emergency. Don't talk to the local punks. We don't want to go right to that General Flynn, who's going to be, I guess he hadn't been announced as the new the National Security Advisor. Ask him why he was running our transmission, a private citizen's transmission, around the world on Twitter.com. They were running it out of the USDIA. When he quit, whoever was there gave the Twitter account back to the enemies in San Francisco at Twitter. And we want answers. And why is this email in public view to the United States Defense Intelligence Agency establishing us as federal witnesses for the Joint Chiefs at the Pentagon? We're federal witnesses for the top of the U.S. government. And we want this Corey Gardner to demand an answer from the Pentagon. So they said, they started mumbling and fumbling. So I think listeners should keep calling National Command. They're rattled. We call all those numbers. Like I said, I was on the Secretary of Defense phone. If you wanted to hear what they're saying now, I could get them on the phone with you if you wanted to. But that's up to you. Is that okay?
Well, I can't do it right now. I've got other callers, and we only have like 9 minutes left on the on the show tonight. Maybe we'll touch base and see what they have to say.
What I'm saying is, you could hear all this stuff. One time we got General Dunford himself on National Command, so keep on that number. This Corey Gardner, he's, like I said, he gave out his number 303-291-5777, and it goes to his D.C. office. Anyone can call him from anywhere. It's not like one of those 800s where it doesn't go in certain areas. You dial the 303, and you get his Washington office, and phoned us. And so I said, hey, we want an answer from the Pentagon. Forget about the local punks. Once this breaks open, we believe there could be Senate hearings on this, because how did we get around the Justice Department? How come federal agents from Central Command in Florida, Tampa, Florida, had to intervene for us when we were attacked recently here in Lakewood, Colorado? They called the FBI office here in Denver over an attack on us, telling us, hey, what the hell are you doing? And this was the federal agent for Central Command, the military. Why did federal agents from the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency visit a civilian in Springfield, Virginia, this Ed Eisler of Gun Owners of America? Because when you look at the email, you'll see it was sent from gunowners.org to our Vulture Squadron in Cape Canaveral, Florida. All of this, we want answers to it. What are military doing? And a civilian who has nothing to do with it, he's not a witness to any of the charges that the Judge Advocate General has at the Joint Chiefs. That's us three. So there's a lot of unanswered questions. We want people, there's people mad around here. They're calling National Command. It's rallying the Pentagon. And what we're saying is, we don't want martial law in America, which, by the way, it could happen under this public law. It's 109364, section 1076. It could happen.
Well, we've been in a soft form of martial law since the 30s.
Well, this one is one where you see tanks and gunships backing up your local punks against you.
Right. You're talking about hard form of martial law.
Yeah.
Complete lockdown.
That could happen if we don't make sure they're not together ever. We're driving it. So, hey, these are the targets. You don't get in the way, no matter who you are, but they're not targeting the public. The martial law you're talking about, like you said, hardcore, they're targeting you. And that's what this law could do. Any little attack in America, and somebody who doesn't know what to do will call a false report, say, hey, we need military, and they'll be in your street aiming at you. Please, this way, we're putting down the revolution of this Lakewood, Jefferson, Colorado, state of Colorado. They're not supposed to be making marijuana cookies for the arrogance of these idiots that we hear on enemy broadcasts. They say, hey, we're going to make a whole industry out of this marijuana sales, which...
Okay, but here's the thing. Hold on, Rev. Hold on. Okay? Because I have a question for you. Okay? You may be against marijuana cookies, but if you believe in life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and you believe in individual liberties and rights, then who are you to tell somebody else they don't have a right to ingest a marijuana cookie?
You grow it yourself, and it's in your own residence behind closed doors, and you don't bring it out on the street.
That's your opinion, though. Right. Huh? As long as it's not, but what I'm saying is, okay, just like there's a lot of things in the sales industry, if you will, that I don't necessarily agree with, a lot of things, okay? But that doesn't mean they don't have a right to create them and somebody have a right to buy them. If they're a grown person and they want to purchase it, then that falls back on them. If they want to ingest something, like, for instance, I don't drink Pepsi. Okay, but there's plenty of people who drink Pepsi and think it's absolutely fine. I do not. However, it's an option. Everybody has a different view of things. So we don't have a right to tell somebody else what they can or cannot put into their own body, because otherwise it's the same as injecting yourself with a vaccination that has toxins in it, them thinking they have a right to tell you what you will or will not put in your own body.
We're saying is they're making an industry out of something that's destroyed America.
I didn't destroy America.
Let me explain. In 1950s, there wasn't this pandemic. Before the Great Socialist War, they had a vice squad. They made a whole industry after in the late 40s called the Narcotics Division. That's what
right, and that's what. But the pot is not what has destroyed America. Pot has been around for thousands. No, it's not. Pot's been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It's been used for medicinal purposes. The things that are destroying and people that are stealing and people that are getting strung out are not getting strung out on pot. They're getting strung out on these opiates and the things that are manufactured by Big Pharma. And these are the type of drugs that alter the mind. When you're there, anybody I've ever seen on pot, they sit on their butt and get the munchies.
That's not good either. That's destroying America. That lets them be led in any direction. That makes them mutants. It makes them zombies like that.
But that's an opinion, because with just as much as you can say that, there is many people who are very productive who do use it, and it has severe medicinal purposes. That's why the U.S. government actually has a patent on marijuana as a medicine. And on that note, I am so sorry to the individual that I couldn't get to their call. We will touch base with you back again on Monday night. Thank you. God bless you for joining us. As always, watch your backs, check your facts, Simplify Dallas, and have a wonderful night.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.